Brother Lou, did I hear an amen out of you?
Amen.
Stand to your feet if you're able. Turn to hymn number 82. Brother Lou is in the house today. We want to sing probably his favorite hymn. I hope it is. He told me one time it was, but people have told me other things that I don't remember. 82. Stand to your feet if you're able.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me.
Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Hopefully that song woke you up this morning. Jill, don't sit down yet. Stand up. If that song did not wake you up, either look at Jill or look at my shirt. One of the two will wake you up this morning. So it is good to have so many folks here at Mount Calvary Community Church on such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful fall day. We have some special guests with us today. We have special announcements today. It's a good day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Turn in your hymnals to 634. This thing is ringing, Terry. We want to cut this. Either that or my hearing aid is acting up, one or the other. The Proclaimers Quartet was there, and they began their evening by singing this great chorus, Bill Gaither, number 227. There's just something about that name. Bulletin. It sounded good to me. It sounded good to me. Stand to your feet if you're able. Turn to hymn number 87. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. Hymn number 87, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Happy birthday to you.
I missed over here. We're going to talk about that one a little bit later on. Wow. Somebody has a birthday. I think they're leaving, going back to North Carolina around Wilmington tomorrow, but Noreen has a birthday. So why are we singing Noreen? Happy birthday.
Temptation soul, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end.
Brother, tell me where you
my soul needs manner from above. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Where could I go? Oh, where could I go?
me tell you, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Where could I go? Where could I go? Where could I go but to the Lord? To the Lord. Some grand morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore.
Have gone by, and but I'm going to tell you something. Mike and I are going to celebrate our 40th anniversary in about a year and a half, and I told him that I wanted to have a big party on the 40th anniversary, and he said, well, how about we wait till the 50th anniversary? And I said, no, because the number 40 in the Bible and the scriptures means testing, and the time of testing is over. So you all have reached the point where the time of testing is over. Yes. And I would like to sing this song and dedicate it to you. It's called After All These Years. And I tried really hard to memorize the words because I wanted to sing it to you. But if I mess up, I hope you'll forgive me and excuse me. So here we go. After all this time is over, and we're looking through the past, through sunshine and stormy weather, we're still here. God has given us many times, and we're so happy that we're together. And after all this time, I still believe in me and you. God has taught us to forget. Time has helped us in the past. Things have happened we don't regret, and we're so glad. We will never separate, for we're happy God has brought us. And through of all of this, I still believe in me and you. What God has joined together, nobody else can sever. The best is yet forever, and so for now we'll stay together. We have each tomorrow and memories from the past, and we'll always put God first to make it last. Years ago I pledged my heart, and I promise I still do. And after all this time, I still believe in me and you. What God has joined together, nobody else can sever. The best keeps getting better, and so for now and for forever. Years ago I pledged my heart, and I promise I still do. And after all this time, I still believe in me and you. After all this time, I still believe. live in me and you.
And the mother said unto the servant, listen to this phrase, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it.
Amen. Amen.
For a little bit, this fellow you're looking at, I was born at Seven Corners on June the 21st, 1933, moved to Fairfax in 1944, went to Oakton, elementary school, went to Fairfax High School. I never was a guy that was much for learning or much for that. I always wanted to get out and wanted to work with my hands and do things in life. And I'll skip some of the particulars, but me and some of the people at school didn't get along too well. And it wasn't nobody's choice but my choice. And there was something in my life. I was raised as an E and C Christian. I went to church on Easter and Christmas. Never went any other time. I never knew anything about the Lord. And so we came along in life, and I went to work and just had about 30 jobs. And then I got a job as a meat cutter for Acme Markets and worked with Acme for 4 or 5 years. But before I went to work with Acme, I met this little girl here, Barbie. And I think the first time I met her, I asked her to marry me. And of course, we were just 14, 15, somewhere in that neighborhood. And I have to say one thing, I've always loved her. I loved her the first time I met her. And each day, that love grows deeper and deeper. And have I been a good husband? I have not. And I have had some terrible times, but she is the one who kept after me to go to church. Amen. She never gave up on me. Amen. And one of the things she did, we were living in and working and raising. We have 3 daughters, 6 grandchildren, 7 great, and 3 great-great. So we have I think there's 26 of us now in the Holmes family. And I'm still the patriarch of the family. But, you know, we were living on a place called Waples Mill Road, and I had gone from Acme to Giant Foods. I was a meat manager for Giant Foods. As I came along in life, Barbie would ask me to go to church on Sunday, and every Sunday I would find a reason not to go. Every Sunday there was always something going on. So one Sunday she asked me to go, and I promised I would go, and a fella called me, and, oh, by the way, by this time I'm working on TVs. I'm working in another business and doing some other things in life. So she asked me to go to church, and I promised her I would. Sunday morning came. I made an excuse to make a little money. And so the following Wednesday night, she said to me, we were sitting at the table. In our house, we had a rule. We all met at 5 o'clock in the evening to go to have dinner together. All the kids and everybody would make sure we'd be there. We've always believed in the family and the importance of the family. Well, we had dinner, and she was sitting there, and she looked at me as only she can and said, honey, you promised to take me to church. Saw a little tear in her eye. I said, I promise you I'll go on Sunday. Sunday we went to church, and we went to a church. I won't call the name of it. But we went to a particular church. Oh, going out of the driveway that Sunday morning, I said to her, honey, I'm not going down to that dumb Baptist church where you go to all the time. I said, I want to go to another church. She said, you pick the church and we'll go. Well, we went to church. And he was more interested in politics than he was people or souls. And so I left there. Well, about the third week, we started going to church now. And on about the third week, we saw a church that we liked. There was an army colonel there that preached, and he was a 17-minute preacher. You could time him every Sunday, 17 minutes. When he got to preaching, I liked it. So I wanted to start going on Sunday morning, Sunday night. So I got real popular in the church. People liked me, and I got real popular in the church. Well, the next thing you know, I'm working with the young people in the church. And the next thing you know, one of the deacons in the church was getting shipped out, and they needed to replace him. And they asked me to come and be one of their deacons. Well, the whole church voted for me. Wasn't nobody against me. So they all voted, and I became a deacon. Well, I've become very active in the church and things going on. Well, along came this is in 1973. Along came a retreat. And the one thing I determined was my daughter needed religion. And I needed to take her to have religion. And there was a youth camp coming up in May of 1973. And they asked me to go, and Barbie to go, so we went. And as we went on this youth retreat, there was a young man from Philadelphia Bible College who came down and preached that weekend. And he preached on Jesus. Never heard such a message. We were in a room with about 75 youth, and Barbie and I. And that night, he says, he gave the invitation on about 9 o'clock that night. And guess who stood up to get saved? Me. Amen. Now, I'm only a deacon and a youth worker in the church. I'm only leading a lot of people around. But I'm lost as a goose. Well, May the 12th, 1973, I met Jesus. And this marriage that I read to you tonight, not only did I marry Barbara on June the 27th, 53, but I married Jesus that night. He became my Lord that night. Commitment I made. I started wanting to study the Word. I started wanting to learn. I started wanting to be part. And that night when Jesus came into my heart, my life changed. Normally I'd run out back and grab me a cigarette. Normally I'd run out back and find me a good drink. But that night it all changed. I didn't want any of that anymore. I wanted more of Jesus. I wanted more of Him. So I've been walking with Him since then. And to just kind of narrow things down a little bit, I've been a youth pastor. I've been in the youth ministry. I served as a jail chaplain for 10 years. And in 1983, we started Oakton Baptist Church. And we started there. We were there for 32 years. And 32 years, those many years, we had the opportunity to see about 22 pastors, ministers of music, go out of our church and are out serving the Lord now. I don't understand any of it. I really don't. How God took an old country boy who didn't like to go to church, who didn't like to read, who didn't like to go even to school, and to use him to pastor a church. I stand Sunday after Sunday. Well, we've been through two chapters of life, and we now have turned to the third chapter now. And did you notice there's something in that story that I find so amazing about the wedding in Canaan of Galilee on the third day, the wedding of Canaan of Galilee. And I was thinking about how many times Jesus uses the terminology, the third day. Remember who Abraham took his son to Mount Moriah on the third day and remembered to slay his son? Remember Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights? And remember this? Jesus was called to the wedding. Well, when Jesus came into my life and called me into the ministry and called me to get my education, and now, you know, I've been serving him since then. And you know, the thing that has been so interesting to me is this. On 3 weeks, let's say the 1st of September, My son-in-law was turned 65. He turned 65, and they were going to Myrtle Beach to celebrate his birthday, and they invited me to go on a fishing trip with them. So I went on a fishing trip with them, and me and Barbie, we went to Myrtle Beach and listened to my prayer. It wasn't for traveling mercies. It wasn't for safety. It wasn't for those things in life. It was, Lord, if you want us down here, you got to help Barbie and I buy a house and be at peace about it. I'm now entering into my third chapter, the third day. What does that mean? I don't know. I don't know. All I know is this. We've moved to Myrtle Beach. We went down on a Thursday. We went fishing on Friday. Caught an 80-pound shark. Caught all kinds of food, you know, and just enjoyed it and so forth. Saturday, we kind of goofed around. Sunday, we got up and went to church. And I met a real estate man. And this real estate man I met, we just a little short conversation. And then he took us house hunting. The fifth house we came to, we bought within 15 minutes of looking at it. How many ever bought a house in 15 minutes? And we have been totally at peace about it. Barbie says, what was the word, honey? She said a lot of things. But we have now moved to Myrtle Beach down there. And I'm thinking to myself, this wonderful journey that God has brought us on. This journey that has been, but you've got to know that everybody that we've even dealt with on this move have come in the house and sit down and prayed with us. The movers, the real estate people, everybody that we have dealt with. And it's been to me so amazing how this marriage with God is working. He has supplied every need we had. One of the things that just overwhelmed Barbie and I, we moved down and we bought the house, we moved down. We take a house of over 3,000 square feet and try to fit it into 1,200 square feet. We move in, the second day we're there, three ladies came to the door and knocked on our door and said, we come to help you. And Barbie says, we'll make it okay. I said, honey, there's help. You call them. They came in and they put the dishes away. They helped us and set up the house. And what I don't understand, this third journey that I'm on, this third chapter that I'm on, I don't know what God's got in store, but I do know one thing. If you ever hear that Lewis Holmes retired, you can say he went to heaven. If you ever hear that word, retard, you can say he went to heaven. He's not here on this earth. Because there is no retirement in God's books. Pastor.
Amen.
Folks, you've heard a testimony from the heart. You've heard from a man, and I tell you, they've been such good friends to me. Just love them to death. We've had tears. There have been times when we prayed and cried together, and there have been times that I don't know when I've had more laughter than I've had with Brother Lou Holmes. So last night I saw him, and he kind of whispered to me. He says, what time's your service in the morning? 11 o'clock. I said, well, I think I might come visit you. And when you have an opportunity to, what I feel is a true, not only brother in Christ, but a true man of God that's been serving for so many years, I think that we all have been blessed today. Amen. To hear this testimony. I think it's our obligation to pray for them as they go down. I know Myrtle Beach will not be the same. Can I hear an amen on that?
Amen.
Amen. Brother Harold, thank you for helping us out today. You and Helen just been such a wonderful inspiration and serving God for many, many years, and just tickled our hearts. And Jim, thanks for helping us out, and all other visitors we have today. It's just so good to have you. Rick and Anne Marie, thank you for allowing us to share in your anniversary here. And you're so blessed to have always Mrs. Wright with you, and just have that. The only thing I was a little disappointed in is that picture of Terry over there with the mustache. And do you feel like you've been in God's house today? Do you feel like that you have felt and heard the Word of God the way it should be presented? I believe, amen, amen. Bow your heads, please. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house, and Heavenly Father, you have simply blessed us today. We thank you for each one that, first of all, took part in the service, the musicians, for dear sweet Debbie singing so beautifully, Dave, for the fellows helping us out here, God. We also want to thank you for the wonderful testimony, that word of encouragement, that word that just points to us and just reaches in and touches our hearts. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that the words that we have heard today will just simply seek in, that you allow us to be challenged from our very essence to know you better, to know more about you, God. And we ask a special blessing upon Brother Lou, upon Robert's here going and not retiring, but relocating, God, for their way to be smooth, for the journey as it's come to the third day, God. We ask that you'll just have a special blessing. You will open doors. We're just going to hear wonderful things about how you are using them for the furtherance of your kingdom. Now, Heavenly Father, give us safe traveling mercies as we leave your building today. Let us carry this wonderful presence of your Holy Spirit wherever we go this week. And God, be your will. Bring us back again to sing praises unto your name. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. All God's people said amen. Stand to your